Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indonesian police say they shot and killed a suspected terrorist in the West Java capital, Bandung, today after his bomb exploded in a vacant lot near a government building. No one apart from the suspected militant was injured in that attack. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State in western Mosul have as a key objective the capture of a bridge over the Tigris River linking the city's eastern and western sectors. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, tells VOA the offensive is going better than expected, in part because the IS defenders are besieged by the ground fighting and the air attacks.
Since the Trump administration came in, it's clear that the rules of engagement, the nature of the firepower that has been committed and all of that by the United States, the more forward deployment of advisory and air control teams, this is all having a real effect. But ultimately, the credit goes to the Iraqi elite forces and all of the elite forces in the Iraqi army.
The offensive in western Mosul, home to an estimated 750,000 civilians, was launched a week ago. As President Trump prepares for his first address to the U.S. Congress, the White House hopes to fend off latest calls for an independent probe of Russian efforts to impact last year's U.S. election, and implications there are close ties between Moscow and the president's inner circle. Influential Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California has joined Democrats in calling for a special prosecutor insulated from the attorney general, a close Trump confidant. This is VOA News. President Trump hosted 46 U.S. governors late Sunday at the White House, where he reflected on his first month in office.
After 4 weeks, it's been a lot of fun, but we've accomplished almost everything we've started out to accomplish. The borders are stricter, tighter. We're doing a really good job. General Kelly has done a fantastic job militarily. As you know, we have a fantastic team. We have an A team, and I'm getting some good reports. There are some big problems in the world. You know that very well. But we're very happy with the way things are working.
He also mentioned Obamacare, which he said will be repeated and replaced, repealed that is. Also known as the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare is expected to be on the agenda when Mr. Trump meets today with the governors in working sessions. In interviews with VOA, some of the governors said they want to see immigrants and refugees newly arrived in America succeed in making new lives for themselves and be treated fairly. President Trump has said he will make sure unwanted immigrants are not allowed into the U.S. China State Councilor Lang Jiajie comes to the U.S. this week as the highest-level Chinese official to visit the U.S. since President Trump was elected. It's the latest step by the world's two largest economies to put relations back on an even keel. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam suffered a very painful death and was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. The older half-brother, that is, of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was killed February 13th at the airport by a VX nerve agent. Meantime, the identification of the body remains a challenge, as we hear from the Malaysian health minister.
The identification of the identity of the person, that's something which we have not yet resolved because we need further information, either from next of kin or some data of the person which we can do comparisons to actually confirm the identity. So that's a process which we have to work with the police to ensure they could make access such information available.
Police say they have two women in custody who are shown on closed-circuit TV wiping Kim Jong-nam's face with a substance. At the 89th Academy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles late Sunday, Casey Affleck became the winner of the Best Actor Award for his role in the film Manchester by the Sea, Best Actress going to Emma Stone for La La Land, Best Film Moonlight. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.